Exercises for Injuries blog readers. This is Rick Kasselge with another interview with a fitness professional. I'm here with Eric Cressy or Creasy. Maybe he'll clear up what the correct way is just to say his name. So hello, Eric.
How's it going? It's Cressy. You got it right.
The first time. Okay, Eric's coming up to Vancouver, BC, Canada to do a two-day course on corrective exercise. So I'll get Eric to kind of introduce himself, you know, who he is, what's his background. So, Eric?
What's happening? All right, well, as a brief background, I own my own training facility down here just west of Boston, Mass. And we deal with a kind of a wide variety of clientele, but I think that, you know, the biggest claim to fame, so to speak, is our baseball development program. So I see loads of baseball guys all the way from age 9 all the way up to the professional ranks. And, you know, right now it's obviously a pretty busy time. And around the third Monday in March, that'll quiet down as most guys go in season and all of our pro guys have left for spring training. But right now it's hopping pretty good. So I spend my day, you know, looking at shoulder and elbow issues and stuff that's very, you know, specific to a baseball population. So that's stuff that'll be reflected some in that course. And, you know, what I think we'll talk about a lot is, you know, some of the differences between that population and what you see in the lay population and how the two can learn some stuff from one another. And it's kind of a good chance to look at that go between strength and conditioning professionals and kind of your ordinary fitness professionals and even, you know, stuff you see from rehabilitation specialists like athletic trainers and physical therapists.
Okay, and so, look, I mean, give us a little bit of your background. What's your academic background? What are some of the things that make you really stand out from, you know, other performance specialists out there?
Yeah, I did my undergraduate degree at the University of New England. And basically my major, actually a double major in exercise science and sports and fitness management, and actually went on to do my grad degree at the University of Connecticut. It was in kinesiology with a concentration in exercise science. Where I was really lucky at UConn was to take a lot of classes in physical therapy and, you know, interact with some really smart people who were on my thesis committee, which, you know, we looked at a lot of unstable surface training and how it affected performance and taught us a lot in that regard, and we did some stuff that nobody had done before. But, you know, where things kind of came together for me is I was an up-and-coming tennis player when I was younger and had some really bad shoulder problems and was scheduled for surgery after some failed rehab attempts with other people, and I figured, hey, you know, this is a good chance to learn all about shoulders and try to rehab myself. And in the process, I learned a lot about them. You know, I avoided a surgery. My shoulder's pretty good nowadays. And, you know, in the process, I got a kind of a career out of it. So, you know, kind of where I made my money, so to speak, with any industry. And that corrective exercise stuff.
And, yeah, I mean, you're not a tennis player anymore. You're a competitive power lifter.
I am. So I kind of stand by. I always joke with guys that I took up powerlifting, convinced guys that I was actually tough. it's a little change of pace for sure, but now the shoulders, you know, withstood enough to bench 400 in competition and do all right in that regard. So I've kind of gone together into the spectrum.
Oh, wow. And I mean, you write all over the place. I mean, can you list a couple of places that your articles have appeared in?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the biggest resource of my stuff is just my personal website, which is ericcressy.com. But and I've been writing for Team Muscle, which is, you know, formerly Team Ag, formerly Team Nation. They've kind of changed the names around ever since 2003. I've had stuff published in the Journal of Strength Conditioning Resource, you know, Men's Fitness, you know, a little bit all over the place. You know, a lot of it online stuff, some of it, you know, in print magazines as well. From everything from Experience Life to Oxygen Mag to you name it. So kind of done a little bit of everything and written a couple books now and created a couple DVD sets. So keeps things interesting for sure.
And one thing that I've noticed that definitely sets you apart is you really talk highly of the corrective exercise side of things when it comes to the work that you do with your clients. Maybe you can kind of chat about that on how it fits in with your clients' exercise and performance program.
Absolutely. You know, I think the thing that we've come to realize nowadays, and particularly here in the U.S., is that, you know, people have, you know, set limits on how many, you know, visits they can get with physical therapists on their insurance plan. You know, there are a lot of people, too, that may have nagging injuries, or not even injuries, more by conditions, things that irritate them when they do certain things. So, you know, if you're a 45-year-old guy who wants to go out and play some pickup baseball in an adult baseball league or something like that, and your shoulder hurts when you throw, and the conventional wisdom from a lot of people, you know, including some, you know, people who are so-called rehabilitation specialists is, hey, just don't throw. You know, you're not prepared for that. You know, I think that there's a huge need for, you know, helping people, you know, one, find a training effect in spite of some of those problems and be able to exercise pain-free instead of just saying don't exercise. But I think there's also kind of a, you know, market for helping, you know, people get more, you know, functionally prepared for what they want to do. So I think that's where corrective exercise comes in. And there's just that big gray area of people who may not qualify as fully healthy and people who, you know, qualify as actual physical therapy, you know, clinical population. So we try to bridge the gap as best as we can. And it's, you know, it's hard. You gotta find what's within your scope of practice and what isn't. So, you know, I think the best thing that people can do to be advocates for themselves and to expand their clientele is to get educated. And that's kind of where we've come in.
And, you know, Eric, I've been following you for a couple of years, you know, reading your blog, reading your newsletters, you know, watching your DVD sets. And that was one of the big reasons why I wanted to bring you up to Vancouver. Maybe we can kind of chat about the seminar or course, whatever you want, course, clinic, whatever you want to call it. So we've got you coming up to Vancouver to present the nuts and bolts of corrective exercise. So maybe you can kind of chat about, you know, what can people expect when they attend the course?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think will be probably pretty eye-opening and a good way to start things off is my first talk is actually going to be called Inefficiency versus Pathology. And it's a kind of a presentation that I first debuted last year. And it kind of, it gets a lot of people's attention in the sense that it makes us question a lot about how healthy we really are and what we really define health as. You know, I think a lot of people would define health as, you know, the absence of disease. You know, they might look at someone who's well-muscled and, you know, doesn't have any kind of, you know, serious condition as being healthy, but, you know, you can look terrible on an MRI or an X-ray and still be considered healthy because you don't have symptoms or anything like that. And by that same token, you can be considered healthy if you move very, very poorly. So, you know, what we want to talk about is, you know, what is most important is, you know, and that's movement. That's teaching people how to, you know, be efficient in the way that they move and, you know, and teaching, you know, practitioners and, you know, people and whether they're strength coaches or personal trainers or rehab people or whatever, teaching them how to assess for what really is important and how to kind of, you know, wade through a maze of information and figure out what's the most important thing to do for a client. So that first presentation, I think, will really open eyes. And, you know, from there, we'll talk about static assessments. We'll talk about dynamic assessments. And we'll talk about corrective mobility and stability training exercises that we can use. So, you know, stuff that may include just, you know, people's body weight and very minimal equipment. You know, and eventually we'll progress into actually, you know, talking about, you know, what we can do on the fly to address these issues with strength conditioning, you know, implementations and also kind of troubleshooting, you know, common mistakes we see in the weight room with people who have, you know, any kind of issues like these and how we can identify them, how we can correct them, and, you know, how we can better program to get these people to where they want to be.
And, like, looking at your background, I mean, you really focus on the performance side of things. Now, what do you think, like, why would fitness professionals attend the course, or what do they get from attending your courses?
That's funny. There's a book called Never Eat Alone. It was written by a big-time marketing expert who's, you know, made his career basically out of networking. And he talks about two things that you can do to win somebody over for life. Number one is help their kids, which isn't obviously very applicable with this seminar. But number two is take away their pain. If you take away someone's pain, you prevent their pain from coming, you allow them to do things that they want to do, whether it's carry groceries, play with their kids, you know, just sit at their desk at work all day without having some kind of pain, that's a big, big deal. So I think they're, you know, we get caught up in, oh, this guy's a baseball player, this guy's a football player, this guy's a hockey player, whatever. You know, I can't apply that to a 45-year-old female client. In reality, every one of our clients trains like an athlete here because there's a fundamental way that the body should move. And that a lot of the same issues I see in a baseball player's shoulders are what I see in an ordinary weight training population shoulders, what I see in a desk jockey's, you know, shoulders, things like that. So as long as you know how to screen for things and you know how to correct them, it doesn't really matter what population you're dealing with. What matters is that you know how to assess the right way and you know how to apply, you know, corrective techniques to really address these issues. Because before they allow someone to reach threshold. So, you know, I think that's what really, you know, appeals to with a general population type trainer.
So then listening to what you've said and looking over the outline, you know, the performance professional and the fitness professional, are they going to go through some assessments and get an idea of screening their client? And then we're going to work on making this practical. I know that you're a real practical presenter.
Absolutely.
And maybe you can kind of chat about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's nowadays, I mean, you know how it is. You can learn 1,000 different assessments, and you can look at it, and you can have no idea where to start with a client because there's so many different things, and you don't want to do a day-long assessment with someone who just wants to get started with exercise or someone who just wants to be pain-free, and they care a lot more about the what than they do the why. So I think it's important to understand what your biggest, you know, bang-for-your-buck assessments are, where to start with specific issues. You know, like I when I see someone with shoulder issues, I always start at you know, glenohumeral total motion, and we assess that, and we work backwards to stat their stability, and we look at, you know, upright, you know, forehead posture, any kind of thoracic spine issues that we see, and, you know, we have both functional and static tests for all of those. So I think the important thing is saying, you know, it's become vogue nowadays in the industry to say, oh, this guy's got a right shoulder problem. Let's look at his left big toe and see if there's some stuff going on there, and we'll work our way back. That while that may be involved, it's probably not the path of least resistance to fixing people up quickly. So I think a big part of this is knowing where to start, you know, and that's something I can help people kind of wade through the BS, so to speak, and get right to it. And I think that's, you know, some of the success like a Greg Cook has had with the functional movement screen is he's taken an assessment and he said, hey, here are 7 tests you can do. You can test somebody in 20 minutes and get all the information you need. You know, and I think there's some great stuff in there. We use, you know, bits and pieces of it. We also add a little bit of our own stuff to kind of change it up and make it work a little bit better for us.
Okay. So we'll wrap up this a little bit. So Eric Cressy will be presenting the Nuts and Bolts of Corrective Exercise course March 27th and 28th in Vancouver, BC, Canada. He'll be presenting at Vancouver College. We have an amazing venue with a great lecture area, an awesome practical area, and a sports performance center that we'll be able to use the whole weekend. So make sure you visit the blog exercisesforinjuries.com to get more information on the upcoming course. And I'll let Eric wrap up and let people know where they can get more information about him.
You know, the one thing I would tell guys, you know, or anybody, I should say guys and girls about this seminar, is that you don't think that you need an overwhelming knowledge of anatomy to come in and do this. I think that's a big mistake that a lot of people make, and they think that they need to, you know, study like crazy and all that. And don't get me wrong, that certainly is important and it will help. But, you know, for the sake of this seminar, we're going to keep it very applied. We're still going to, we'll talk a little bit about anatomy, but it'll be explained so that it's not going to be confusing. You know, we don't want you to get lost in this. We want you to be able to apply it well. And I think that's sometimes some people's reservations for when they go into something like this. So that's my big take-home message on this front. But I'll let you wrap it up with course location, and they can find out more about me at it's just ericcressy.com, ericcressey.
Okay, excellent. So Exercises for Injuries blog readers, we will see you on the blog, and I hope to see you at the course. It's going to be an amazing course or seminar, whatever you want to call it. And I know in the Vancouver area, it's difficult to get, you know, courses that are based on exercise, you know, courses that are NSCA, CEU approved. This course will be, and I know this will be the must-attend course in 2010 in the Vancouver area. So take care, and we will see you all on the blog. Take care, and bye-bye.